Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We have the big band, standards, jazz, and the golden pop memories. And coming up today, our musical theme is resolutions. And we do it at this time every year. Promises for self-improvement through song. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to the second week of January in 1942. So that's what we have lined up for you today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin, as always, on the countdown. We're back in 1942 today, and these were the biggest hits on Billboard Magazine's bestsellers chart. And we're starting at number 10 with Kay Kaiser's orchestra, The White Cliffs of Dover. The orchestra led by James Kern Kaiser, K. Kaiser, out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. With vocals from Harry Babbitt and the Glee Club, that was The White Cliffs of Dover at number 10 this week in 1942. It would top out at number 7 on the sales chart of Billboard magazine, but it was number 1 this weekend on your hit parade. For the first of 6 non-consecutive weeks, it held the top spot on that radio show survey. And there were other popular versions too, like Kate Smith, Jimmy Dorsey, Sammy Kaye, of course Vera Lynn in Britain, and the band at number 9, Glenn Miller's Orchestra, and here they play String of Pearls. Thank you. Jerry Gray's composition, A String of Pearls, by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, featuring solos by Bobby Hackett on cornet, Tex Beneke and Al Klink on tenor sax, and on the alto, Ernie Caceres. That was number 9 this week, 1942, heading to number 1, the 19th chart topper for the Miller Band. It is January 1942 on Today Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt, the VP, Henry Wallace. The population, a little more than 134 million. Average wages this year, $1,800. Average cost of a house was about $4,000 and going down. The average automobile cost about $900. A gallon of gas, 15 cents. And a bottle of Coca-Cola, or Pepsi, 5 cents. The U.S. economy had a productive 1941. The national income was at an all-time high, so was industrial production, but that was because of war materials. Even though we had been neutral, we were producing fighting supplies for the Allies. But overall, the economy was still struggling because of inflation. Well, we were taking some of our cash down to the market this weekend and picking up a dozen eggs for about 46 cents. The price would be about 60 cents by the end of the year. Milk was about 15 cents a quart, either in the store or delivered. Today, that would be about $3, but the price of milk today for a quart is just over $2. Interesting. Leg of lamb was 27 cents a pound, prime rib 29 cents a pound. 12-pound bag of flour was 41 cents, a loaf of bread 6 cents. Butter was 41 cents a pound. Both oranges and potatoes, a 5-pound bag, 21 cents each. Crisco, a 3-pound can, was 66 cents. And a 2-pound can of coffee, 45 cents.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Foot, my dear.
The Chase and Sanborn coffee's here. It's friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you. Well, I'm all set for a big cup of coffee, Mrs. Foot.
It's ready and waiting, Mr. Foot.
A delicious good morning it is, too.
Why, sure, it's Chase and Sanborn coffee. Super rich.
Goes over big with me.
You're in the best company, then, because it goes over big at more good restaurants, hotels, and clubs all the time.
So I've noticed. But say, how about the price?
It's thrifty.
Good. Folks, enjoy this delicious blend, Super Rich Chase and Sanborn.
Drip or regular grind?
It's a wonderful treat, yes?
A cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you.
Chase and Sanborn, sponsors of this year's number one radio show, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Sunday nights at 8 on the NBC Red Network. We get back to the countdown now with song number 8 this week. Here's Charlie Spivak's orchestra with Gary Stevens and the Stardusters. This is No Laughing Matter.
What of all the moon dreams shared? of the dreams you'll shatter.
If you should say we're through,
this is no laughing matter.
Darling, I'm in love with you. No one else will do. Say you love me too.
There's Charlie Spivak's band. This is No Laughing Matter with Gary Stevens and the Stardusters at the microphone. I was at its peak of number 8 this week, 1942. Well, we started this new year at war. Of course, it all began 5 weeks earlier, December 7th. Many were enjoying a leisurely Sunday afternoon. Some may have been doing a little Christmas shopping. Others were listening to NFL football, while others were enjoying the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Joseph Kennard made the attack.
We interrupt this broadcast and bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
The island of Oahu in the Pacific, one of the most thickly populated islands of the Hawaiian group, was attacked by Japanese planes this morning, starting at about 8 o'clock. No one would believe when reports emanated from the two radio stations here that the islands had been attacked. But when bombs began falling in various parts of the city and in different army and navy posts and bases, people knew Japan was endeavoring to eradicate America's outpost in the Pacific.
Reports on the Japanese attack of Pearl Harbor from the NBC network and their Honolulu affiliate KGO. The first announcement from CBS, and the announcer who mispronounced Oahu was John Daly, who would best be known as the host of What's My Line. And the very first bulletin was on WOR New York. The next day, President Roosevelt went to Congress asking and receiving a declaration of war.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
So we were now officially in a war that had been going on for more than 2 years. Now, also on the radio that Sunday afternoon was Sammy Kaye's orchestra. Their program ended at 2:30 Eastern Time, just as the news was starting to break. And appropriately, 10 days later, they were in the studio recording this flag-waving song.
History, in every century, records an act that lives forevermore. We'll recall, as into line we fall, the thing that happened on Hawaii shore. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we hit the Alamo. We will always remember how they died for liberty. Let's remember Pearl Harbor and go on to victory. Remember how they died for liberty.
phrase would become the battle cry of World War II, Remember Pearl Harbor. Written by Don Reed and Sammy Kay, and that was the Kay Orchestra with the vocals by the Glee Club. It's January 1942, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is resolutions. Yep, we do it every year. We do a little goal setting and make some plans about self-improvement. And usually, this is the first song we play. There'll be some changes made. It's performed here by the Boswell Sisters.
Changing the weather, changing the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
There's a change in the weather, a change in the sea. Change in the weather, a change in the scene. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Now my walk will be different, my talk and my name. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, if that ain't enough. I'll change that old way I used to strut myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. That's why I'm changing today.
Changing the weather, changing the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, if that ain't enough. I'll change the way that I strut myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray.
There'll be some changes made today.
There'll be some changes made.
Town on the 8:15, back at night, off to bed, then get up and start it all over again.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda, Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet.
In all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the fog.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
For me, a muchacha.
But not while I watch it.
Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home. A charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one, then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
Repeat that I love you, sweet, in all the 48.
Off to Niagara,
south.
This time we're digging the fall.
Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're leaving, we're hitting the road.
Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're getting away from it all.
Here's Tommy Dorsey and the band from 1941, Let's Get Away From It All, featuring Frank Sinatra, Connie Haynes, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers, and the trumpet solo by Ziggy Elman. Now, Tommy also played on the song we heard before that. There'll be some changes made from the Boswell sisters, Connie, Vette, and Martha. Martha played piano on that 1932 recording, and along with Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey played clarinet. It was Manny Klein on the trumpet, Babe Russin tenor sax, Eddie Lang guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Stan King was on the drums. Well, here's a good item to add to our resolution list. Say something sweet to your sweetheart. It's Patti Page and Vic Damone.
Say something sweet to your sweetheart.
Your sugar will be sweeter. Depends on how you treat her.
Tell her how much you
take her in your arms, and while you're thrilling to her charms, be sure to
say something sentimental. It won't cost a thing.
And before you know it,
you'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring. You can't hide those love words inside.
Lock them up within you. Your love will be again you.
And still keep the one you adore.
You've got the floor, Pat.
So say something sweet to your sweetheart.
hearts forevermore.
Do a favor for us, huh? Sing another chorus.
Say something sweet to your sweet.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Thank you.
Tell her how much you care.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
He never got any loving at all. Say something sentimental. It won't cost a thing.
Not a single penny.
You'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring.
You can hide those love words inside.
One, two, three, four. What in the world are you waiting for?
And still keep the one you
tell me you love me before it's too late.
So say something sweet to your sweetheart,
and we'll be sweethearts forevermore.
I will never leave you, Patty. I will always believe you.
Sweethearts forevermore. From
1948, Patti Page with Vic Damone, Say Something Sweet to Your Sweetheart. They were accompanied by the Eric Robinson Orchestra. A resolution for this year, and this seems like old times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, coming to you from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And today, our stroll down memory lane takes us back 84 years to January of 1942. And coming in at number 7 on Billboard's bestsellers chart that week was Woody Herman's Orchestra, Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was a knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rain's a-falling, hear the train a-calling, hooey.
My mama done told me.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey.
My mama done told me.
A-hooey da hooey. Oh, clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the night. Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the fall winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
we're only four songs into the countdown from this week in 1942, and three of those would go on to be standards. That's one of them, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Blues in the Night from Woody Herman's Orchestra with the leader on the vocals. That was a few weeks away from becoming the band's first and only number one hit. Well, now we turn on the old Philco and see what was on the radio here in January of 1942. Well, The Thin Man was now on the air, starring Les Damon and Claudia Morgan. And radio had its first spinoff, The Great Gildersleeve. Harold Perry played that character on the Fibber McGee and Molly show, and now he had his own program.
Gildy, what kind of a bed would you like to buy if I'm not taking too much priority?
Yes. It's for Marjorie, you know, Leroy's sister. She's away at a Red Cross training school, and Leroy and I thought we'd surprise her by fixing up her bedroom.
What an uncle. An angel without wings.
Yeah, I was grounded.
Well, for daytime, the most popular soap operas were Life Can Be Beautiful, The Woman in White, Road of Life, Helen Trent, Ma Perkins. At noon, it was Kate Smith. And Afternoon for the Kids had Jack Armstrong and Little Orphan Annie. The weekends featured all type of music, news, talk. And, of course, late Sunday afternoon, The Shadow.
Hello? You murdered Diane Childer, didn't you?
I defy you to prove that voice. There is no proof.
The Shadow will prove it, Garo.
Oh, no, Shadow. Never.
Other criminals have thought themselves a match for the Shadow and have paid for their crimes.
Not Goro. Never Goro.
We shall see. We shall see.
Bill Johnstone played Lamont Cranston, a.k.a. The Shadow, here in 1942. And the most popular shows this year, Red Skelton, Frank Morgan and Fanny Bryce, Lux Radio Theater, The Aldrich Family, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, Walter Winchell, Fibber McGee and Molly, and as I mentioned before, at number one, the Chase and Sanborn program with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Recently, Hedy Lamarr had been on the show, and she took Charlie's flirting and turned it around on him.
Do you love me?
Well, what I had mine was a chocolate soda.
Chocolate soda?
Yeah.
How can you think of that? Well, just the two of us alone. Yeah.
But this is just puppy love.
Puppy love, yeah. You dog.
Now, don't bark at me.
Charlie, there can never be another.
I don't know.
I must have you. Let me hold you, crush you.
You'll meet someone, I don't know. I'm not going to last very long at the rate you're going.
And now prove that you love me.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
You're not afraid, are you? No, I'm getting out of here. That's what I'm going to do.
Where are you going?
I got to visit a sick friend.
A sick friend? Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know. He's too sick to tell me. I don't know.
Hedy Lamarr joining Bergen and McCarthy for the radio season of 1942. And we're back to the countdown now at number six with the Harry James Orchestra. You Made Me Love You. Harry James had perhaps the best swing band in the country in the early 40s. Jazz fans loved him, and he was selling a nice amount of records. But in 1941, he added strings to some of his sides, to the horror of those jazz fans. But the character of the Harry James Orchestra changed for good with the success of You Made Me Love You. His record sales shot up, that was his first million seller, and James became a star beyond the music world. You Made Me Love You was at number 6 this week in 42. It would move up one more spot. Now time for the Broadway beat from this week in 42. Some good shows playing, like Watch the Rhine with Anne Blythe. Angel Street had Leo Carroll and Vincent Price, and The Corn is Green featured Ethel Barrymore and Richard Waring. For comedy, there was Claudia with Dorothy McGuire and Donald Cook, Arsenic and Old Lace, Alan Jocelyn, Gina Dare, Josephine Hull. There's Blythe's Spirit with Clifton Webb and Peggy Wood, Life with Father, Howard Lindsay, Dorothy Stickney, and Teresa Wright. Patricia Pearden starred in Junior Miss. That was written by Jerome Chodroff and Joseph Fields, who also penned My Sister Eileen with Joanne Sayers and Shirley Booth. And then the musicals, Best Foot Forward, June Allison, Rosemary Lane, and Nancy Walker. Let's Face It had Danny Kaye, Eve Arden, and Nanette Fabre. High Kickers with George Jessel and Sophie Tucker. There's Sons of Fun, Ole Olsen, Chick Johnson, Ella Logan, and Carmen Miranda. And a big smash was Lady in the Dark, with music from Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin. And it marked the return to musicals for Gertrude Lawrence. She sings here on My Ship. Gertrude Lawrence with the orchestra by Leonard Joy and My Ship, the finale from Lady in the Dark, which was playing on Broadway this weekend in 1942. That's where we've gone today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, in our showcase, we have resolution songs. Not all of these tunes are about self-improvement. Some are about reaching goals, like this one from Johnny Desmond.
Oh, I want to be near you. You're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you. You're the one for me.
I want to be near you. You're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you. You're the one for me.
wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night. I'm happy that I'm living, my heart is feeling light. And all because I'm in the place I always want to be.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
I wish that I were handsome, I wish that I were tall. I have a lot of wishes, though some I can't recall. But what I want the most of all is not a mystery.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one.
I've got the moon to give you, I've also got the sun. And if you want a star, I will get you anyone. And in return, what I desire is simple as can be.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one.
I'll never be a saint or a dashing cavalier. I'll never have a house with a crystal chandelier. But I don't want a million or a fancy pedigree.
I want to be near you, you're the one, the one, the one. I want to be near you, you're the one for me.
You are the one, the one, the one. I want to be near me.
Near you.
Near me.
I want to be near you to see you and hear you. You're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one, you're the one for me. I want to be near you, you're the one for me. The only one, you're the one for me.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel a desire to make you my own. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
Sweden, that's vocalist and pianist Anna Nygren. That was her version of I Want to Be Loved by You from 2007. And before that, I Want to Be Near You, Johnny Desmond from 1951 with the Tony Mottola Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. And that'll do it for hour one of today's show. After the break, we'll have more resolutions and also more of the hits from this week in 1942 on Seems Like Old Times.